We come now to our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession, which will include periods of silence and also a response. When I say, Lord, hear us, I invite you to say with me, Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray. First, let us pray for the Church of God throughout the world. As we seek the right path as disciples of Jesus Christ, the servant King, as we endeavour to open our eyes to see the bigger picture. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And as we approach the anniversary of the first lockdown in the United Kingdom, let us pray for those who have power and influence in government, and for all who govern the nations. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And mindful also of this anniversary, let us pray for the afflicted and sorrowful, for key workers, for all for whom this last year has been difficult and who need our prayers. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray for the powerless, for all victims of famine and war, and for all who with Christ strive for justice and peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us remember before God all who have died. Let us give thanks for those who have borne witness to the way of Jesus Christ, who have helped us to see the bigger picture. Let us give thanks for the righteous path they followed and their inheritance now with the saints. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Finally, eternal God, through the self-offering of your Son and his choosing of a holy path and the way of the cross, you have filled our lives with your sustaining presence. Help us in our own sufferings and trials, and in our own living and decision-making, to draw strength and inspiration from you, and always to see the greater picture. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And because we travel this road together, we say in unison and in the language of our choosing the prayer that Jesus has given us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.